It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. On his way into the latest primaries, Barack Obama said, "We've had a rough couple of weeks." This week, we find out how much Democratic primary voters care. Obama's patriotism has been questioned, and so has his former pastor, whose remarks Obama disowned. Hillary Clinton also came in for fierce criticism for the tone of her campaign, among other things, and she lost the support of some key Democrats. Just before voting in Indiana and North Carolina, both Democrats submitted to hour-long interrogations on Sunday TV. And as they struggled for every vote, Republican John McCain had time to spend yesterday at the ballpark watching the Arizona Diamondbacks. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts has been watching them all. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
She joins us every Monday morning. And I have to ask if Hillary Clinton must win these two primaries in order to stay in the race.
Well, she certainly has to win Indiana. It has got the kinds of voters that she has done well with, the blue-collar or working-class Democrats or middle-class Democrats. North Carolina, she has come much closer, according to the most recent polls, in North Carolina than she had been against Barack Obama. And she's still very close in Indiana. But it's bordering his home state of Illinois. North Carolina has a large African-American population where he has been doing extraordinarily well. But the all-important superdelegates are the people really watching this, Steve, to see whether the Jeremiah Wright controversy has permanently damaged Barack Obama.
And so he wants to show that he can get past that and win those same kinds of voters that Hillary Clinton is doing well with?
And he seems to have righted himself after a few bad weeks since the Pennsylvania loss. She has, interestingly enough, given him some ammunition. The gas tax holiday for the summer that she has proposed, he's been able to, first of all, tie her to John McCain with that, because McCain has also proposed such a thing. And Obama has portrayed Hillary Clinton as pandering. He says he has ads in Indiana. The Clinton gas plan isn't designed to get you through the summer. It's designed to get her through the election. Hmm. And a New York Times poll out today seems to show that attack is working. 70% say that it's designed to help politically versus being a sound program. And 60% say that Hillary Clinton says what she thinks people want to hear versus only 40% saying that for Obama and McCain. Still, there's some warning signs here for Obama, Steve. More in the New York Times poll thought that he denounced Jeremiah Wright for political reasons than that he really disagreed with him. And they were split evenly on the question of whether the Wright issue would matter in the vote of most people you know, which is kind of a pollster's way of getting at a question that they think people might not answer quite so honestly about themselves.
Oh, meaning you ask about your neighbors and
right,
maybe you find
exactly.
out what the person is really thinking. Of course, what a lot of Democrats are thinking about is whether all this campaigning is going to hurt them in the fall, and everybody keeps looking for signs, which brings us to a special election that took place over the weekend.
In Louisiana, Don Cashew, who in the interest of disclosure, I should say, is my third cousin, won in a seat that's been held by Republicans for the last 34 years. And this is one of those races where Barack Obama was brought into the campaign in ads against Cashew, and Nancy Pelosi was used against him as well in an attempt by Republicans and outside groups to nationalize that election. They failed, and I think that will probably give Obama supporters, particularly those all-important superdelegates, a sigh of relief that Obama will not be dragging down the national ticket in the fall. Cashew's not home free. Black, who ran against him in the primary, is talking about running against him as an independent in November, so that's still out there.
So the Democrats win the latest special election, and that's analysis on this Monday morning from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Cokie, thanks very much.